Tax Resolution Ninja Show, where we feature the top experts on all things tax to help you understand, navigate, and resolve all your tax-related issues. Now, let's get started with the show.
Hi, I'm Alan Rollman. I'm the host of the Tax Resolution Ninja Show, where I feature top leaders who help people with major life events, such as conflict resolution, immigration settling, underinsurance funding, divorce health issues, losing a job, sales and marketing issues, and moving your household. Past guests have included Jeffrey Schneider, Eric Cohen, Adrian Miller, Sylvie Hyman, Nancy Schick, and Adam Pearson. This episode is brought to you by Tri-State Tax Resolution. Are you holding on open letters from the IRS? Then you need to call the Tax Resolution Ninja at the Tax Emergency Room hotline at 718-841-7317 or visit our website at www.tristatetaxresolution.com. The IRS is coming. They are not coming to celebrate your birthday or your anniversary. They have a job to do. They are coming to levy your wages up to 90% of your take-home pay can be taken. They will seize your assets, including your car, bicycle, furniture, and anything that's not nailed down. They will take up to 85% of your Social Security check and revoke your passport. You do not want this to happen. You do not want to have your financial life ruined. You do not want your employer to know that you have a tax problem. You do not want your bank and credit card company to know that you have a tax problem. There is a solution. Let us help you get in front of the problem and permanently resolve it before the IRS arrives. Call our emergency room hotline at 718-841-7317. Set up an appointment and we will take it from there. We will do the heavy lifting for you. You will never have to speak with an IRS agent. Call now. Call before the IRS takes enforcement action against you and your property. Children, dogs, and mother-in-laws are not included. I have as my guest today, Samuel Wiener, Vice President of Business Development at Langdon Title. Thank you, Sam, for joining us.
Yes, thank you for having me, Alan.
I really appreciate your coming on.
Most definitely.
Tell me, how did you start out in the title insurance business?
It's actually funny. I started my career within the staffing and recruitment business, but I've always had an underlying passion to join real estate. So I did my own diligence and networked with real estate professionals that I knew from the area and got connected to a principal of a title insurance firm. Ended up going out for dinner with him, obviously pre-pandemic. And he gave me a good understanding of the title insurance field. But just to give you the insight, before that dinner, I had no idea what title insurance was. So after the dinner, he ended up giving me a great understanding of the industry. And I thought, based off of my interpersonal communication skills, it would be a great field for me. And haven't looked back since.
So, I know there are many horror stories when you come to a closing, you know, where they can't clear the title. What happens?
We do our diligence throughout the entire process to make sure we don't come across these issues. I haven't came across any major issues that I could talk about, any funny stories right here where we wouldn't be able to have the closing, but I know that's definitely can be a case. But our job is to obviously go over the property for the past 100, 200, 500 years, make sure you have no liens, encumbrances, really any issues with the property so everything can be done smoothly by closing.
How far in advance do you do all this?
Really, once you get the contract in place, it has to be done before closing. So a month or two before, the sooner really the better.
Okay. So tell me, have you ever found out anybody who had a tax lien on their...
Yes, tax liens are very popular liens that come up when we run our title searches. It's one that can easily be, forgotten about by the property owner, especially if there is a lot of things up in the air for the past many, many years. A lot of tax liens arise when there's refinances of properties. So that's definitely something that comes across our desks fairly often.
Okay. So what happens when you come across it?
I specifically focus more on our sales and business development initiatives at the firm. Our back end staff, closing desk, they would deal more into the specifics, what would happen when the tax lien occurs. But I'm assuming they would reach out to somebody like yourself and make sure it all gets handled before the IRS comes for them, right?
Okay. Yeah. Well, in theory, that's what should happen. Tell me about how do you go about developing new? There's so many titles.
So
many title insurance companies.
Yeah.
What makes yours different than others?
Yep, and it's actually funny you say that because I'm not even sure if you knew this, but title is a fixed price. So we can't negotiate price of a title search compared to any of our competitors or other titles.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so that's something good to know. But how we like to differentiate ourselves is one, we hone on our service, one of the fastest and best in the industry. We work nationally, so we are based out of Manhattan, but we work in all 50 states. We work on both residential and commercial deals and really refinances of all sizes. But really how we like to differentiate ourselves or just be more of a value add to our clients and partners is just being able to understand your best introductions, your best referral partners, so we can give you access to our relationships, our connections, and be able to give you back to what we're obviously providing to you.
Okay, so what kind of people or businesses are you looking to develop relationships with?
Yeah, sure. Really, for us, it's real estate professionals in all asset classes and sectors. The real estate attorneys are probably the highest demand. They're the ones who usually dictate the title, but really any real estate professional across the board would be a strong introduction and referral for us.
So there's so many of you. It's got to be very competitive, really. I mean, especially if you can't compete on price. I mean, so how do you stay in business, actually?
It's a very, very competitive field. It's a relationship-driven business. So it's ideally speak with and network with as many professionals as possible. I mean, how people are probably wondering, how did I meet? We meet in a networking group every other Thursday mornings, and that's what brought us here. So it's a lot of networking groups. Additional to Langdon, I'm a president of a BNI chapter. And then I'm a part of many different networking organizations really across the board. So it's really, for me, just building relationships with not only real estate professionals, but professionals across the board, just so I could obviously leverage their relationships and their connections and hopefully grow my book of business.
Okay. So you got to network around and hope that you make your connections
as much as possible, right?
Yeah. That's got to be rough when you're limited to just doing that, unless you offer other services. So what other services does the title insurance company offer?
Yeah, we offer a bunch of different services. Obviously, commercial and residential title insurance are our main services we offer, but we do property and cooperative lien searches, settlement services, escrow services, recording services. A big part of what title firms offer and what we do is 1031 exchange services. So really all title and settlement services across the board on a national scale.
Okay. So escrow services, what does that entail?
Not to get into too much specifics, but if you're getting an escrow for a property that you just purchased, we can obviously hold a deposit and make sure all of the financial standpoint of the title is handled before.
Okay. So the escrow on the sale of a house or a co-op or a condo doesn't necessarily wind up in the attorney's escrow account.
Correct. The attorneys usually handle that in New York. But for example, we just had a residential purchase in the Florida area in Broward County, and we held the escrow. So it depends which state and obviously county within there.
Right. And what other
so one thing I can add, another value add about myself specifically, is what I've been doing recently, especially during the pandemic, is I've been assisting my commercial clients on off-market deals. If I have any clients that are opening to selling any of their assets, I connect them directly with buyers of relationships I have. Essentially, it saves them a broker's fee. Sorry to all the brokers and agents listening to this. We hopefully get the title and the deal, and it just builds credibility to all parties. And on our end, we're able to make the proper introductions. So that's just another value add that I like to offer to some of my stronger relationships.
Are you allowed to collect a commission on that?
No, I don't ask for any commission. Sometimes a referral fee is given, but from my end, it's really just so I could be of as value as possible to both the buyer and the seller. We do usually hopefully get the title on the deal. So that comes into the compensation part, but I hope that that makes them realize that I'm really there to obviously be of assistance to them on top of obviously our title services. And then hopefully can gain more business in the future. So
yeah, and I assume that you get a lot of return business.
Yeah, reoccurring business is a big part of the industry. Correct.
Yeah. Otherwise, how do you stay alive? And frankly, I don't know how the title company stay alive to begin with. I mean, it just amazes me that we have so many of them, and you don't seem to hear about the mergers between them.
More the institutional level. We're an agent, but we do fairly well within ourselves. So can't complain.
Okay. Are the benefits that the title insurance company offers?
On the benefits side, life, health, 401k. I don't know specifically into the benefits side.
Okay.
But we definitely offer, Langdon definitely offers good benefits in our compensation packages.
Right. All right. So tell me, any of your favorite books? What are some of your favorite books?
I don't like to say this, especially when I'm doing a podcast, but it's been a bad habit of mine. I'm not too big of a reader.
Well, neither am I, so don't feel so bad.
All right, never mind. Not too much of a reader. But you know what's been definitely keeping me busy, especially during the pandemic, to keep up with everything going on in the world? I subscribe to a bunch of newsletters that go directly to my email, in just normal updates of everything going on in the world, sports, real estate field, title across the board, just to keep me updated. Take about 30 minutes, an hour of my day, right when I wake up, when I'm about to go to sleep, just keep update of everything going on, essentially reading the newspaper, but it goes right to my email. So it's more useful, I should say.
Are you a sports fan?
I am a sports fan.
Okay.
New
York sports fan. Who do you root for?
I root for the New York Jets. They're my favorite team. I have season tickets, but unfortunately, we know I won't be attending any games this year.
Right.
I'm a Mets fan. I can say unfortunately, but big hopes there. A Knicks fan, unfortunately. And I'm not a big hockey guy, but I am an Islanders fan, and I know we're doing very, very well right now.
Absolutely.
So, I'm happy about that. I'm always rooting for them.
Well, they're up 3-1 on the that's the semi. I don't know if it's a semifinal.
Flyers, yeah, it's the semifinal.
Second round. So let's hopefully they will not dissipate that lead.
Yes, exactly. I'm actually from Long Island, and they were originally from Nassau Coliseum, which is in Nassau County. I'm actually from Nassau County. So when I was younger, we used to just go to games. It was a 15-minute drive, and they're actually moving back to Nassau County, which is great. So
they're supposed to go back to the Coliseum for a while.
I think they're going to Belmont.
And then they're going to Belmont. Because the new arena is that won't be ready for another year or so.
Right.
So I don't know, movies. You have any favorite movies?
Favorite movies. I'm more of a comedy guy. Step Brothers, all the Hangovers, all the silly, funny comedy movies. I haven't really been too much of a movie or television guy either. It seems weird that I'm saying all this. I mean, don't get me wrong, but I wouldn't say any specific movies that I'd put at the top of my list.
So what do you do when you're not working?
That's the funny example. Yeah, no, I mean, I love to hang out with my friends and family. I do live in Manhattan with two of my really close friends right now. Mm-hmm. So try to spend as much time with them as possible. Right. Fitness and sports, obviously take care of my health. And just see what's going on within Manhattan, Long Island, and ways that I can keep myself busy. Restaurants and bars, and just enjoy my days, you know?
Very, very good. One last question. If you were getting a Life Achievement Award, and I know you're kind of young to be getting a Life Achievement Award, who'd you thank?
I would have to thank, I would obviously say my parents, but I'm going to say my grandfather. He's always been there for me, since a young age, been able to give me great advice, both in personal and my professional career, guiding me in the right direction. And I'm fortunate for everything he's given to me, and would give him back everything in the world.
That's great. It's nice to have grandparents who have had grandparents who helped you, you know, helped you along and gave you sound advice.
Yes, you know, he's given me great advice. He's very professional and successful himself. So just trying to mirror him and give back everything I've gotten.
Right. Okay. So I want to thank you for being the guest today. And I hope at some time you will return and we can do this again.
Yeah, no, I'd love to obviously keep in touch. Yeah, we're going to see each other on those Thursday mornings. Right. But obviously, would love to have these one-on-ones. Thank you for taking the time and having me on your podcast. I would love, obviously, anybody listening from my behalf, please feel free to reach out to Alan for all your accounting needs. He is the ninja in the space. So wouldn't suggest anybody else. And then in terms of myself, if you have any type of title insurance questions or really real estate questions across the board, or just want to be network and introduce one another, would love to take the time. So please feel free to reach out.
You want to give out your contact information?
Yeah, my contact information is on my LinkedIn page. Samuel Wiener is obviously my name. You could find my email, which is swiener@langdontitle.com. And then my phone number is there as well. I'm an open book. If you send me a message really anywhere, I'll answer as soon as possible.
Okay, folks. If you have any questions about title insurance, give Sam a call, and he will answer it. He'll answer the question.
Awesome.
I appreciate you taking the time, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you, Alan.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Tax Resolution Ninja Show. Be sure to click subscribe to get updates on our latest episodes.